Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, day 98, and we're up to the Hilchos Rechilus. The Chafetz Chaim is talking now and going to bring it to a real case scenario, something that we could really understand and we can really sympathize with, empathize with, whatever way you want to say it. He says, let's say a man had a contract with the government. In those days, the contract with the government was very dependent on, and maybe nowadays it is as well, on the person who is in charge within the government of that contract. So in those days, it would have been an official in the government or a sar, somebody who's either an elected official or born to the position official that's in the government. And he's the one who's got with this yid. He has with this yid a contract that this yid is going to provide something for the government, whatever that is. Lucrative. It's a lucrative contract, obviously. And then one day, the government official dismisses him. Not going to do business with you anymore, without giving an explanation. Then he hears that there was a yid who said something about him to this official, and it's due to that Lashon Hara or that action or whatever it is that happened. Now this that he's hearing is Rechilus. And yet at the same time, it harmed him in his business. And he may want so badly to understand what's going on, maybe to believe it so that he can prevent this yid from doing any harm to any of his other contracts or anything like that. But the Chafetz Chaim is saying that it's also for him to believe it. And in the case of where he's trying to protect himself so he shouldn't get harmed in any other contract, he's allowed to suspect it. And all of the halachas of Rechilus really, really apply to this. So let's see it inside. V'im hayaloi hezek b'iskai. If there was a harm done to him in his business, v'loi noydalei sibasai, and it was the reason for it was not, or the cause of it was not known to him. Kigoin, give example, shemachzikin ba'anede, the person who has a contract, which is the schus chachira, the ability to sell misar from an official in the government. V'silikoisasar, and then one day the official in the government said, he's not going to do business anymore. He took him off. He didn't explain to him if a person said something negatively about him, or if the government official just woke up on the wrong side and decided to dismiss him. Could there any kind of story that could be like this? In other words, he doesn't know for a fact that this person said something negatively about him. It could be that the official just was in a bad mood and dismissed him. So a person is not allowed to have a factual suspicion about another yid that he may have said something about him. A person who has actual evidence, that's a different story. Like we're going to explain later, what's considered what's considered evidence, then a person is allowed to have it decided in his heart. Still not allowed to cause him any kind of harm. Let's explain further. Now, let's go back to what we were saying. Without any evidence, the hachzuke inish mirshia loy machzikinan. A person is not allowed to make another person into a chazaka of thinking that of a chazaka of being a Russia. This person isn't a Russia. This yid is not a Russia. There's no reason why you could suddenly decide upon him that he is the one who said something negatively to the government about you. You can't make someone into a Russia. And that is what it says in the pasuk. This is what the mitzvah of b'tzedek tishpat amisecha. This is where it applies so strongly. Even if he heard that this person is the one who caused him that harm, he's not allowed to, even though that he heard that this guy is the one who caused it, he's still not allowed to believe it. Rak lachush, he's only allowed to suspect it. And not to absolutely believe that it's the truth. So now let's talk about a possible scenario. There are people that are rather upset that this man went ahead and did this, and they go and they confront him in front of, not directly, well, it could be directly in front of, but somewhere in the proximity of this Reuven who the damage was done to him. They go over to this man who did the damage, who went over and said something to the official and got him to lose the contract. They confront him and talk to him about it. So, and even if that person doesn't respond, so he's not defending himself, it's still not allowed to believe for absolute fact that it happened. Even if people came over to him to sort of make an argument with him, about this with the person who is being suspected that he's the one who told the official. The Amru, and they say they say to him, "She'avla gadol also, he did something terrible." The Shenishma of this that was being the rumor is about him that he did this, that he said to the official, that's a terrible thing. She'usiva vehezekli la'Yisrael, that he caused a financial harm to a yid, v'shosak, and he was quiet. He didn't answer back that he didn't do it. Afo pikein ein lo nahachlet. He's not allowed to have it absolutely in his mind that this is the truth. Mitam zesh adam emes, that he should not have that this is a deciding factor that the story is true. Right? Can't believe the story. He still can't believe the story, even though he saw this happen in front of him. People confronted him, and he didn't answer. Oh, it must be it's true. Nope. He has to not believe it. And he only is allowed to suspect it. Ki agam shebe'emes mitzvah lahatzal atzmai min ha'chshad ula'atziyah lefnei ha'choishtoi. Now, this person who's now being accused of saying something to the official, really it's his mitzvah to defend himself and to prove that he's not guilty of saying this. However, some people may feel that they're not capable. Right? The people who are accusing him are already thoroughly convinced that no matter what he's going to say, they're not going to believe him. So now there's a mitzvah for him to bring himself out of being suspected because he has an akisim Hashem in Yisrael, a person supposed to be free from suspicion. But at the same time, he knows that that's not going to help. And they're still going to not just suspect him, they're still going to be sure that he did the wrong thing because he sees on their faces that they're not believing him. Let's go back. Really, the truth is that this person has a mitzvah to take himself out of suspicion. And to explain or to prove to the people who are suspecting him how he is free from the suspicion. He's above suspicion. There's no reason to suspect him. He's innocent. And it says in the pasuk, a person is supposed to remove suspicion from himself. He's supposed to prove himself to be not guilty. He's supposed to prove himself to be that people shouldn't be suspecting him of this. But however, it could be that in this case, Penral Lafia Inyan, he saw in this case, Shekiblu Olav Lishna Bisha, that these people were Mekabal already Lashon Hara on him, Bekol Kach, so such a strong way, Benechlat Berayanei Vodavar Amiti, and they believe it as an absolute truth that he did this. Therefore, Achalo Yikablu Mimenu Shum Tshuva, they're not going to accept from him any kind of defense. And therefore, he's going to be stuck no matter what. He's not going to be rising himself out of suspicion, no matter what he says. Al Kain Kibul Asma, therefore he said to himself, you know what? It's better for him to be quiet, and to be that he gets a different advantage. From the people who they're accused and they don't answer back, they hear things that are embarrassing to them and they don't answer back. And that's the famous story with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, where he told a person that couldn't have any children. They should get a bracha from such a person and they would have children. And Taka, they found somebody who was being embarrassed. They begged him not to answer back, and they got a bracha from him, and the Taka had children from it. And maybe he realized that he's not going to win in any other kind of arguments. He said, at least I'll have that kind of an advantage. V'da'oid, and you should know also. So therefore, one second, let's go back to that person. So therefore, it can't be that you can be machlit for sure, that you can be sure about the fact that he must have done it, because if he wouldn't have done it, he would at least be defending himself. Even though there's a chiyuv to defend oneself, he realizes it's futile, and therefore he stepped himself into a totally different, he put himself into a totally different mode, which is at least I'll have hanelavim venim avim. And you should also know the Issa Kabbalas Rechilas Hu Afilu Im Shama Mishnayim V'Yoyser. Even if he heard from two more people, it's still as Rechilas Achi Yotza Kol Be'ir or Shiyotza Kol Be'ir. Or even if there's a rumor that's spreading around the city, again, we're talking about a person who lost business because of it. Shaplani Dibralov, that this person said something to the official and therefore he lost his contract. Or he did something against him. Afilu Hachi Osal Kabbalu Lahachlit. It's still usher for him to be mekabelit in such a way that he's absolutely in his mind hadavar beliba shu emes, that he's fully with the verdict that this person is totally did this against him. Afilu im kavanas amesaprim lefidiv rehem heim toivim. Even if the people who are telling him the story, they're trying. They mean it well. They're just trying to help him. They're for his good. That for the future he can defend himself and he's not going to protect himself. That he shouldn't get stuck with this again. But their intentions may be good, but he's not allowed to believe it in such a sure way. He has to only suspect. These people who are telling him the story don't become rishoyim, because they mean well, and they mean it for the future, they mean it l'tayela, so therefore they're not becoming Rishayim, still he cannot believe it. Like we explained before, in Sif Beis, that he still cannot believe it, he only is able to be choshed, be suspecting. Yashikoyach, and have a great day.